Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel accusing 12 workers at a UN relief agency in Gaza of involvement in the October 7th attack on its country that sparked its war with Hamas. The U.S. State Department quickly moving to pause funding to that agency. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We expect that will be a complete and thorough and transparent investigation. We all want to see that. It's good for everybody. And those who should be are properly held accountable for that.
The UN agency has moved to fire the accused employees. President Biden lending support for a bipartisan immigration bill that the Senate negotiators are working on. The plan would give the president the power to shut down the border if it becomes overwhelmed with migrants. Vince McMahon out at WWE, the wrestling icon stepping down as chair of the board of the parent company of WWE a day after a former employee filed a lawsuit against him, accusing him of sexual misconduct. This is ABC News. Alabama carrying out the first of its kind execution using nitrogen hypoxia. It's considered controversial and untested, but on Thursday night, Kenneth Smith, convicted for his part in a murder-for-hire plot, was put to death by the method. ABC's Steve Osunsami reports.
The execution of Kenneth Smith using nitrogen gas started shortly before 8 p.m. local on Thursday, strapping him to the table, fitting a mask over his face, and pouring nitrogen into the mask. It robbed him of oxygen, and witnesses say he was dead by 8:15.
Smith appeared to violently shake.
Prison officials pushed back against any idea that there were any problems.
Nothing was out of the ordinary what we were expecting.
White House officials are weighing in, calling this execution troubling.
Oklahoma and Mississippi have said they'll use that method in their executions as well. JetBlue says it may end its effort to buy budget carrier Spirit Airlines after a federal judge blocked the $3.8 billion buyout. The airlines, though, have said they plan to appeal. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley is reeling from the news that two big hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. As Mike Moan reports, it will hurt older people who need long rides to get to health care.
Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls are among the many areas served by the new Freedom Transportation Program from the Center for Independent Living. People with disabilities, frail elders, and veterans are given rides to the doctor, grocery store, and for other basic needs. Program Director Bobby Hegna says the roster of volunteer drivers has had difficulty recovering from the pandemic.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The closures also include some primary and specialty care locations. Hegna says one of the effects is that many patients will have their appointments on the same day at other providers, putting more pressure on existing drivers. Jim Flaherty with AARP Wisconsin says there's real concern having fewer providers will impact older residents in rural areas, which have aging populations. He says closing gaps will require community involvement. Flaherty adds telehealth is a good option and infrastructure needs to catch up.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how much state money to commit to current broadband efforts, with more federal support coming in. As for the closures, Hospital Sisters Health System says they'll likely happen over the spring and that it's trying to safely wind down services as it transitions patient care to other providers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40, currently 35 degrees.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the World Headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Great to have you along on this TGIF, the 26th of January, 2024. We are live on location once again, coming to you from downtown, beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkebeiner, better known as the Berkey. The 50th anniversary coming up next month. We are here to promote that a little bit. If you've never been here, I invite you to come on up and check it out. I believe it's the last full weekend in January, the Birkebeiner, right here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Mr. Zommers, it was foggy on Lake Superior and a little freezing rain, so spent another night in Superior, and why the heck not? By the way, I almost went across the bridge we were talking about yesterday in Superior to go over to Duluth, because the Wisconsin women's hockey game or team was up in Duluth taking on the University of Minnesota Duluth, UMD. And I thought, well, I had Badger gear with me. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to go over there and cheer them on? And then I realized I couldn't see the bridge out of my window. And I thought, with Todd's luck, I'd hit a patch of ice and fall off the bridge and be all over. So I just hunkered down.
Probably a good move.
Probably. So I had to wait for the fog to clear, not just from my head, from the sky. And I motored down from Superior this morning and got here in beautiful Hayward a bit ago, got set up in our studios, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, one of our brand new studios covering a large chunk, or it will be once everything is up and set. Here's the deal. On some of these newer civic media stations, you know, it was kind of like Max Bialystok in the producers. They were nothing until Bialystok came along. Some of these places were just nothing going on until Civic Media bought them, our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, and now they're being refurbished. You understand, they're getting a facelift, a makeover. They're getting new towers, new transmitters. So we are not yet, to use a hockey term, not yet at full strength. But wait till we're full strength, and then this signal is going to go all over northern Wisconsin. And it's a great location right downtown here in beautiful. For those watching the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you might see a car or a person go by as we are on just about a half a block off the main drag here in downtown Hayward. So lots of logging up here. Forestry is a big thing. Tourism, of course. Snowmobiling, and I will tell you, there was more snow on the ground in Madison when I left last, Monday, Tuesday, or this week, than there is here in Hayward. So they're going to have to make snow for the Birkebeiner, believe it or not. But they'll make it. Yeah. They'll make it happen.
I guess they got it. It's been going on long enough that they have that infrastructure.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk a little bit more about Hayward as the show progresses. And as Mr. Zomers said a little bit earlier, for those watching on the stream, our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World will stop by. He is in with another edition of Week in Review, taking a look at the headlines. And this is fantastic. These are the real headlines, not made up, no right. These are real headlines, or at least real things that happened. EPOM's World may create a headline of their own, but they're real things because there's nothing weirder, funnier, or stranger than human nature. So these are things that real humans have done, and we'll talk about that with Peter Rapine at 1:30. And of course, Mr. Zomers, what?
I was going to say, we usually get a few of the articles that he's likely to talk about from Chris Pauls ahead of time, and there is a theme to today.
There's a theme.
You'll have to stick around to find out what it is.
Indeed. But yes, so it'll be a good time having all with Peter Rapine at the 1:30 hour. Want to start off the show, speaking of human nature and things that are stranger than fiction. So yesterday, down in the state capitol, while Joe Biden is up here in Superior, given $1 billion for infrastructure to build a new bridge to create good paying jobs for the next several years to help build this bridge. What was going on down at Madison, the state Republicans in the legislature decided to introduce a piece of legislation and a new abortion, a statewide referendum. So what's the difference on that? Well, instead of being a piece of legislation the governor signs, if it be, to come law, a statewide referendum puts it directly to the people and says, okay, and it has to pass, first of all, it has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions. So it takes at least 3 years in order to get something like this to the people. Has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions, and then it could be put on the ballot for referendum. And then if the people vote yes, it's a 50% plus one, the voters of the state of Wisconsin, it becomes the law, okay? And so Republicans have passed this now for the second time in the legislature, in the assembly. And it is a bill that says it would ban abortion after 14 weeks, 1-4. Now, most people that have a reasonable take on this say, a lot of women, they're not going to know until later on. I know Dr. Lyerly has talked on our program a little bit, but certainly with Jay Matinair and also with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News. And, 22 weeks seems to be about, as early as a woman's going to kind of be able to know for sure in some cases whether she's pregnant. Now, these Yahoo's down at the state Republican Party, they said, well, let's make it 14 weeks to make this really tough on women. And whatever your feelings are on abortion, and I know I've said this, other hosts have said this, everyone is entitled to an opinion based on experience. Certainly there are people that have religious values, and they say that this is not something that my religion will condone. I respect that, all right? However, it doesn't, in my opinion, give license to people with a religious belief to force that belief on anyone else. Just like a Christian would not want a Muslim belief forced on them, right? People should have a choice of religion. And I feel the same way about a woman's body, and women should have a right to choose how they want to proceed. If they're raped or incest, God forbid. But the Republicans say, let's make it a ban after 14 weeks. This guy, Joel Kitchens, State Representative Joel Kitchens, he can't just keep it and talk about at a higher level. This is a pattern, we're going to lay this out for you, of Republicans. When they disagree and they don't have a valid argument, or instead of making a valid argument, they go low. And they equate people to things other than humans. We did not make this up. This is not edited. This is what happened on the state assembly floor yesterday as State Representative Joel Kitchens says abortion isn't really health care. How does he know? Because he's a veterinarian. Here's Joel Kitchens.
The question is whether abortion is health care. And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here. And in my mind, there's absolutely no question that's a life. And I think the science backs me up on that. But this is really a moral question, and I recognize that not everybody's that's in here is going to agree with me. And if I had the oratorical skills of Lincoln, I still wouldn't change a single mind over there. The question is whether abortion is...
There's Joel Kitchens, state representative Republican. Equating women of the state of Wisconsin to a cow, to a horse, to a dog. Saying that as a veterinarian, he, Joel Kitchens, knows more about women's health than your OBGYN. I find it particularly appalling, but not surprising. Why am I not surprised? As my friend Sam likes to say, nothing surprises me anymore, but it was unexpected. Not so long ago, Wisconsin had an incompetent lieutenant governor named Rebecca Clayfish. She, of course, was the second-hand fiddle to Scott Walker. And with Scott Walker, it's tough to play second-hand because not a lot there on the first hand. But Rebecca Clayfish, when this state was discussing whether or not there should be marriage equality, whether or not gay people should be allowed to marry someone they love, Rebecca Clayfish said, No, we can't do that. And she couldn't just have a higher level discussion about it and keep it classy. No. Here's what good old Clocks and Table Clayfish had to say about marriage equality.
This is a slippery slope in addition to that. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs?
That was not edited. It's not AI. She said it.
13 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Zomers. So it just proves my point. This isn't new. Equating Wisconsinites, humans, to clocks and tables, inanimate objects. And now, Joel Kitchens and the Senate Republicans equating women to horses. And to cows, and to donkeys, and to dogs. I would think that women in Wisconsin would ask themselves, do I want a state government? Do I want to vote for a party that views me as an inhuman being? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this topic. Because here's the thing. As I've been traveling the state this week, people are genuinely good. And they'll hold the door for you. And they'll help you out. And they ask how you're doing. And they're friendly. Most people here in Wisconsin are friendly folks. And the question I ask today is, Republicans, why you gotta be so mean? Taylor Swift, on the way out. Your phone calls on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH, the Buzz of the North. The Todd Oliveau Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Sing it, Kenny Chesney, live on location in Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH Buzz of the North. It's the All Ball Show on location. Glad to have you along on a TGIF. Mr. Zommers at the world headquarters down in Madison. We are here at our studios downtown Hayward. Kenny Chesney, we've nailed it. We haven't, Mr. Zommers, so we haven't played that song in a while.
No, we haven't. It's been far too long. We used to play it every day when we were in the morning.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's more of a little bit, I don't know. I guess I thought it was kind of a morning song. But, you know, we started this show a year and a half ago, and part of the goal was to find commonalities. Because I think people just get sick of always giving them bad news, right? And I want to do more of that this year and find commonalities. But we also can't ignore when whack stuff happens. And in my opinion, you can have thoughtful discussions about policies and issues that you disagree upon without being disagreeable, without cutting one another down. And Kenny Chesney, that song is perfect. I mean, up here in northern Wisconsin, buy a boat, have a beer, call your mom. Just get along. Most Wisconsinites don't follow all of this stuff every single day. They just want to get along and have their communities better and their lives better. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this goofiness, the Republican Party in particularly. State Representative Joel Kitchens yesterday on the floor of the assembly say because he's a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Why do Republicans have to be so mean? Rebecca Clayfish, equating gay people to clocks and tables. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom, listening on Madison on WMDX. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Boy, the Kitchens quote is just another layer of misogyny that these guys are laying down all the time. The pro-life people who care about life until it's born, and then no universal health care, no food stamps, no education, no daycare, nothing like that. It's just ridiculous, and I think a lot of it has to do with just growing the base. They have to keep catering to the base. The base must be, it's like this monster that must be fed all the time, and it's not fed on the best of humanity.
Totally agree, Tom. I appreciate the call, and Tom brings up a great point, and that is this. Donald Trump, and now, of course, we'll get into this later, the Republican National Committee suggested doing away basically with the rest of the elections or ignoring them and just declaring Trump the presumptive nominee. Not making this up. It's real stuff. We've gotten to the point where the National Republican Party wants to just declare Trump the winner now. And it brings up this point. Trump's going to win the nomination. There is zero question about that. Unless
again,
he would pass
Rick
away
Wilson
from natural causes.
Yeah, unless he's dead.
All right, unless he passes away from a natural cause. But in order to win the general election, you cannot win it with the base Republican vote of MAGA. You can't. And as Trump continues to burn bridges with common sense Republicans, people that I met up here, voting for the local sheriff, for the register of deeds, the hatred that's being spewed forth, the divisiveness, that ain't selling up here. That ain't selling. With, as our friend Trigvy Olson says, you know, Dobbs dads, guys who have a boat up here in Hayward, go fishing, go snowmobiling. And, you know, they're conservative guys, but they have kids, they have daughters, teenage daughters. And they sure as heck don't want state government or any government telling their teenage daughter, should God forbid they be raped, that they can't have access to health care. That ain't going to fly up here. And so it's not great politics. It's desperate politics for Republicans. And to put this on the ballot, by the way, in April, if that's where it ends up, didn't they learn last year when Janet Protasiewicz got elected? They didn't do so well when abortion was the top issue. Women's health care was the top issue. Republicans didn't do so well, but they can't help themselves. They got to keep coming back to the well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to Andrew on the text line here. Let's see. Too many folks in one party especially feel you can choose your religion as long as you choose theirs. So wait, we can take animals to the vet and have them killed on a whim, but not humans. Some claim from a vet came in from the Idaho legislature a few moments ago, it says as well. I guess that's Lynn on WMDX. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC on the line. Mark, thanks for calling and joining us here in Hayward. What say you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you're a little south of where I grew up, but it just is it's just ridiculous. This guy that's a vet that thinks he knows more about women's reproduction than anybody else and the women themselves. I mean, it goes in line with, you know, what Scott Walker said back in, what was it, 2015 or 16, where if a woman's raped, well, she gets over the trauma of that pretty quickly. So it's just okay that, you know, to deny her access to emergency contraception. I mean, there's just the misogyny that is just baked into the cake for some of these Republicans is just shocking. It is just shocking. I mean. Mm-hmm. And how can we be shocked anymore? I mean, what more does it take for us to be shocked? I mean, that they're saying this stuff, and I hope it bites them on the ass big time.
Always appreciate the call, and Mark, you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Mark. Always good to have you along. What was also surprising, or at least unexpected to me, was that there was nobody on the Republican side of the aisle that got up, particularly women Republican legislators in the Assembly. Not one of them got up that I know of and said, you know, I respect Assemblyperson Kitchen's comments. He has the right to that opinion. But I also believe that we have to consider women's point of view as well. And we should involve women in this discussion. I mean, I don't agree with Nikki Haley. I wouldn't vote for her, but I can at least say that she said something similar to that to make an outreach to women, to at least include them in the discussion. But not one Republican legislator, let alone a woman legislator on the Republican side, stood up and called this out.
They're part of the team. They can't deviate, or they're probably going to get death threats.
I just don't get it. And when we come back, I want to talk about this. This is just Wisconsin, by the way. This is on the national level as well. As we said, we were in Superior yesterday, covering President Joe Biden's arrival and speech there. Brought $1 billion for the new Superior Bridge. Great day to celebrate Wisconsin. And what do Republicans do? Evangelical Republicans, by the way, and we'll tell you who on the other side, decided to pick on Joe Biden because he stuttered in a line at the speech and made fun of him. That's the Republicans' response to $1 billion of infrastructure investment in Wisconsin. Let's make fun of a man's disability. Back to the other side. We're live from Hayward. It's the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel accusing 12 workers at a UN relief agency in Gaza of involvement in the October 7th attack on its country that sparked its war with Hamas. The U.S. State Department quickly moving to pause funding to that agency. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We expect that that will be a complete and thorough and transparent investigation. We all want to see that. It's good for everybody. And those who should be are properly held accountable for that.
The UN agency has moved to fire the accused employees. President Biden lending support for a bipartisan immigration bill that the Senate negotiators are working on. The plan would give the president the power to shut down the border if it becomes overwhelmed with migrants. Vince McMahon out at WWE, the wrestling icon stepping down as chair of the board of the parent company of WWE a day after a former employee filed a lawsuit against him accusing him of sexual misconduct. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose at home to Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-110 at Fiserv Forum. Bucks interim head coach Joe Prunty after the loss.
You know, you got to get a flow, and meaning set screens, hard cuts, get the ball moving side to side so that you can get downhill. If we can move them side to side, as opposed to there was quite a few times where we had long possessions or we got late into the shot clock, but it wasn't because the ball was moving side to side. It was because maybe we just ran one action and we didn't create a problem and we pounded it too much.
After the game, the Bucks officially announced that Doc Rivers has signed his deal as the team's new head coach. He'll hold a press conference. College basketball, the Badgers cruise to an 81-66 win over Michigan State. The Badgers' A.J. Storr on how he scored 28 points.
Really just playing off my bigs. They like to double the post a lot, so it leaves me open to either catch and shoot or make a quick drive to the basket, really.
That's Wisconsin's A.J. Storr. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some drizzle or fog today. We'll see a high near 38 for tonight, a low near 31 under mostly cloudy skies. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and highs around 35. 36 with partly sunny skies for Monday. Chance of rain and snow on your Tuesday with a high near 36.
Currently 33 degrees.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkebeiner, better known as the Berkey, up here, the big cross-country ski race coming up next month in February. We're going to try to get back here and do a little coverage of that. We continue our Northern Wisconsin tour this week and wrapping it up here in Hayward at the home of WBZH, our news talk station here for Civic Media in Hayward, Wisconsin. As that signal is getting tweaked right now, but we'll be back online soon. So looking forward to that. Talking about these Republicans, first at the state level, yesterday Joel Kitchen, state representative, equating women to farm animals, saying that as a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. And then we played the cut from former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who, when asked about marriage equality, equated humans to inanimate objects, saying if we allow same-sex couples to marry, what's next? People can marry their clocks, their tables. That's why I like to call our clocks and tables Clayfish. So see, I don't mind making, because that's just a boneheaded thing to say. Maybe she believes it, maybe she doesn't. I can make fun of that. I have no problem people making fun of that. And you know, Joe Biden, I mean, I like it when he kind of, you know, exaggerates a little bit once in a while, takes liberties. I think we make fun of that. That's funny. Even can make fun of, you know, sometimes, I mean, we do it for Trump, we do it for Biden, their age, you know, but they're older people. That's fine. I don't mind. It's not that I can't laugh at things, you know. We try to do a little comedy on this show now and then. But I think there is a line that I just will not cross, and I don't think it's appropriate to cross. And that is making fun of or making comedy out of someone's disability. That hurts whatever age you are. But it hurts in particular when you're a child. All right? It is a well-known and documented fact that Joe Biden was born with a severe stutter. I referenced this article from The Atlantic on it from last election. And Joe Biden still struggles with a severe stutter. And in order for him to give a speech, it has to be written a certain way. He puts certain marks in the speech and on the teleprompter to remind him when to take a breath to help him not stutter. I've talked about it openly on this show. I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. Went through a number of surgeries up and through high school. Most people that knew me as a kid would never have imagined that I could get a job on radio. I had a great surgeon, Dr. Demersion, at the old Methodist Hospital in Madison. A great general physician in Richland Center, Richard Edwards. Without those two gentlemen, I would not be here today. I was made fun of relentlessly as a kid because of my speech. I know what it's like. And Joe Biden has done more for kids with stuttering than anybody I know, saying, look, you can make it. And he lets down his guard in private with some of these kids and allows them to say, here's what I sound like when I'm not trying not to stutter. Here's my natural speech. So I just think it's small and disgusting when grown human beings make fun of Joe Biden's stutter. Because it's not just you're making fun of Joe. You're making fun of every kid who has a stutter, a speech impediment. Heard of a guy, Jason Howerton? I never had. Jason Howerton, H-O-W-E-R-T-O-N. Here's his Twitter profile. Jesus is King. Made millions and felt nothing. Now a mission to create a network to present fathers big enough to change the world. His website is highvaluedad.com. He has over 110,000 followers. I want to read you his pinned tweet. Yesterday, my son was disrespectful to a teacher. It clearly hurt her feelings. Unacceptable. So this morning, I took my son by the hand and we marched right into her classroom before school started. What I witnessed my young son do was enough to move a grown man to tears. What a good Christian man this person is. And then you look at his Twitter feed. I want to play you the clip of Joe Biden, so you know what I'm talking about. This was Joe Biden yesterday in Superior during his speech.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer during this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
I mean, it's barely noticeable to me.
It was also really only a couple seconds, and he was talking off script about the brewery.
Right. It was a cool brewery that he was at. So this guy who professes online to be this, that Jesus is king, I'm a great Christian, he writes this, when he retweets what we just played you, and he writes, quote, "The beer brewed here, is used to make brew here, is the finer, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes," unquote. President Joe Biden. Another guy, Guy Benson, from Fox News, surprise, surprise. He says, quote, "This is, alas, an accurate transcription." And others went on online, Republicans, to make fun of this, to laugh at it, to mock at it. Again, here's where we are at. My former party, I was a Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. This isn't a big tent party anymore. This is a party of compassion, of Christianity. I'm not the perfect person of faith, but if I remember right in my Sunday school teachings, today's evangelical Christian white nationalists would be called false prophets. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for calling, Karina, and joining us from Hayward. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You see, you're absolutely right. And this is phenomena started in social media, started in the society, in the government. Look at the Congress, Senate. They do nothing but just like a hyenas cuckooing at the Democrats and the people in this country. Trump allowed personally with his behavior everywhere in the social media. He allowed it to happen. He showed to his mega supporter that this is a party with a big mouth, and we can say whatever we think because we have a freedom in this country to be a bully. And this is exactly what it is. It's a party. It's not mega. It's a party of a hyenas, of a chuckling hyenas, nothing else. And the people who are a bullies, who wants to be with bullies because they feel insecure. They feel that it's the only way they can gain against the other. They have nothing to offer as Biden has offered, because Biden has something to offer to a government, to people, to states, to do something. He has actually brain to offer and manipulate and do good for this world with his knowledge and experience, no matter whether he has a stuttering or not. Who doesn't have a stuttering? I want to know. Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point stutters. And I'm sorry, but as you said, in this country specifically, when they're running around and put in place a politically correct terms, how to address people, how to talk people with the disabilities or different nations or colors or whatever it is, you have a party, a representative coming in and think they are allowed to behave that way. It is only coming from Trump, and this notion have to be killed, because this is not American notion. This is not how society that was built and moving to. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Doug.
Yep. Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate the call. Karina brings up a great point here. And it's, I thought about this yesterday. I appreciate Karina hitting on this to kind of jog my memory. Joe Biden came to Wisconsin with a solution. He didn't just show up, he put up. All right? He brought $1 billion due to Pete Buttigieg, his transportation secretary, overseeing this bill at first. And as Bob Jelk and Ben Winkler pointed out yesterday, this was a bipartisan bill. There were Republicans that voted for the infrastructure bill. Sadly, none of Wisconsin's Republicans did. And I turned on the local news in Superior last night, and good old Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman that represents Superior, all he could, this was his response to $1 billion investment in his district. He said, well, you know, it costs too much. He should have got a better deal on the bridge. I'm not sure what Congressperson Tiffany was referring there to. But that was his response. Oh, and before I forget it, by the way, on this Biden stutter, on this making fun of him, this is what Derek Van Orten, congressperson from the western side of Wisconsin, the 3rd District, Derek Van Orten, or as Twiggy Olds likes to call him, Derek Van Odd One, said this. Here's what Derek Van Orten said. Quote, this is the person with the finger on the launch button. Yes, be terrified. Unquote. Derek Van Orten just piling on. And here's a guy who has verbally abused teenagers, both at the public library in Prairie du Chien and in the U.S. Capitol in the rotunda, dropping F-bombs, the S-word for crap, verbally abusing teenagers. Hasn't denied it. Says it, but they deserved it because they were taking pictures in the rotunda. Here's a guy who participated in the January 6th insurrection in so much he was there and posted a picture on his Facebook page praising it. And later on in this show, we are going to play you the latest audio from Donald Trump laying out exactly what he plans to do in a second term. And Derek Van Odwin condones it. I think the best way to look at this is, as I've traveled around the state this week, people are pretty smart, as it turns out. If somebody on your, if a coworker acted like this, if you had a teacher that made fun of your child's stutter, would you laugh with them? You'd probably report them to the principal or the superintendent. If you had someone in your town or village that refused to obey the village ordinances, you know, there's probably an ordinance about indecency, right? It turns out you can't just run around naked up here in Mellon. I mean, you might want to. Maybe you've had a few brewskis around Hayward. You say, well, I'll just go down to the boat launch naked. It'll be fine. But it turns out there are ordinances against that thing. And maybe the first time you say, look, Bill, put your pants back on. But if Bill keeps doing this 4 or 5 times a day and your kids watch Bill, you're going to say, look, something's got to be done about this. That's the context we have to think about these things. Think if your neighbor was saying this kind of stuff. Think if people in your family were doing this kind of stuff. Would you put up with it? I don't think most Wisconsinites would. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls or the text line as well. We have Jay in London checking in on the phone lines.
Or we will, shortly.
We will. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Lost track of time. More on the other side. We're live from Hayward, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkenbeiner, better known as the Berkey, which celebrates its 50th anniversary next month. Get on up here the last full weekend in February for the 50th anniversary of the Birkenbeiner, where they may have to make a little snow. There is snow on the ground if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can see it a little bit here downtown Hayward. But they're going to have to make some snow probably for the Birkenbeiner. It's still a month away or so. But it's like 34 degrees up here today in northern Wisconsin. Normally be, you know, zero this time of year. So, yeah, just say climate change isn't real. Come on up to Hayward and check it out. But beautiful up here. And our station, WBZH, Buzz of the North, we appreciate the hospitality of all the fine folks here in Hayward as we spend a little time here up north in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Talking more about the Republicans going at it in terms of attacking women, saying that this veterinarian, this Joel Kitchens guy, he said on the assembly floor that he is a veterinarian, knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, we played the cut from her when she was Lieutenant Governor, saying she opposed marriage equality because what's next? People can just marry their clocks and tables. That's why I like to call her Clocks and Tables Clayfish. Because, you know, not much up there, quite frankly. And then you know, we're also talking about nationally people making fun of Donald Trump because of a making fun of Joe Biden because of a disability. His speech impediment.
No, for Donald Trump, your little Freudian slip there. No, it's the other way around. Yeah. He makes fun of people for having disabilities.
Yeah. You know why I said that? Because I have his ugly mug in front of me for this next story I'm going to read. And so that's what popped into my head. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Across the pond from Hayward to London. Jay in London, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We are fantastic up in here in Hayward. How are you?
God, I miss you. I'm fine.
Well, very good. What do you got for us today, Jay?
I think Donald Trump has given people permission to be the worst version of themselves, as Stuart Steven would say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Jay, and appreciate the call. Yeah, Stuart was on with Trigby on Wednesday. They did a great job, or Tuesday, pardon me. And Stuart said, Stuart Stevens, a former Republican like me, said, you know, Donald Trump gives people license to be their worst selves. And I said this back in 2016 when he ran. I said, what scares me, one of the things that scare me the most about a Trump presidency is that we don't, unlike, and I learned this from friends from the EU, oddly, I shouldn't say oddly, but to, you know, Jay joins us from London over there in the EU. You know, I learned this from Europeans. In Europe, they have kings and queens. And not all of them, but I mean, they have, you know, they don't rule anymore, but they still are there. They're the figurehead, right? In the United States, we've never had that, of course. So our president is our figurehead as well as our governmental leader. And people look up to them. And kids will say, well, if the president does that, it's okay if I do. And I think Stuart's right. Jay's point is well taken. Trump gives us license to be our worst selves. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines here. We've got Rico from Rock County. Rico, always appreciate you, my friend. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Todd? Yeah,
I am fit.
You know this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, this whole thing with, you know, making fun of Joe Biden's disability, you know, it's pretty, you know, established that he has a stuttering problem. And with what's going on down in the border, it just, you know, the differences between the media on both sides was, and with everything going on the border, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, I don't find anybody ever making fun of Governor Greg Abbott for being in a wheelchair.
Great
point. Which interestingly enough, Todd, led me to go to my Google and find out why is he in a wheelchair. And come to find out, he was jogging down the road and a huge oak tree split and fell upon him. I will tell you this, wow. the corporate elitists, financial insurance companies that have all our money in politics and influence our lawmakers would say only one thing about that situation with Greg Abbott. And I'm sure we've all heard it. You know what, Todd? It was an act of God. It was an act of God, what happened to Greg Abbott.
Yeah.
That's
a great point, Rico. Thanks so much for calling, my friend. Have a great weekend down there in beautiful Rock County on the other end of the state there. I think that's a great point. I would, if any Democrat or anybody would ever, you know, I disagree with Greg Abbott vehemently, but we will never make fun of this show. I would call out other places if people made fun of him for being in a wheelchair. It's a great point, Rico. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. God, Hayward, what a great area to fish in. I totally love it up there. And it's really cool. You're getting all around the northern part of the state. It's an awesome thing to do. And, you know, you're just trying to seek out the truth, which really helps in radio. Civic media is totally awesome that way. I just wanted to make this point. Yeah, well, I just want to make this point is that in politics, you don't always get your way, so you try to come to some consensus, and in the end, try to do what is right for the country and what is right for the people. That's the best you can hope for in a lot of situations. And as far as the border down there, you had that consensus on fixing the border, sending money to Ukraine, and money to Israel. And Donald Trump, to my knowledge, has blown that all up. Now, that is just plain wrong. Once you get a consensus, so this is just my take on this. The Republicans now own the border. They own it. And they own Ukraine if they get run over, and a bunch of people die, they own that also, and they're going to own the Israel situation. And it's just a very sad situation that one guy can just make some phone calls and screw up a bipartisan deal. It's just not right, Todd. You know, that's all I've. Yeah. So with that, keep up the good work there, Todd, and you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, Wisco. Really, really appreciate Wisco Paul there calling in. Appreciate the phone calls. We're going to come back in the second hour and more. Going to talk, and again, trying to balance this out, right? Like, I don't want to wear us out on Trumpster news, but I do think it's important to hear it. And oftentimes, radio people or media people, they just want to give you their, this is what happened, this is what the person said. I think it's fair to let you hear some of this stuff for yourself, and then we can discuss it. We'll come back to the other side, talk about that, what Trump says he's going to do in the second term, and Derek Van Orten saying, absolutely, don't go anywhere. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
when you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.